An exterior apartment block wall is the backdrop to a 10-year-old Kenyan boy's preoccupation with sunlight. The photograph is in landscape orientation, and the boy stands slightly to the right of center. His shape from the waist up is just under a quarter of the entire wall's surface. The painted sand-colored wall is in the shade and marked by brown smears. Some are a similar size to the boy's hands and form swirling patterns around his head. It is hard to tell if these are his dirty handprints, scuff marks from a muddy ball being hit against the wall by other children perhaps, or the fecal stains of bats active at night. The boy's aunt told me that he cannot speak, is incapable of standing still, doesn't play with his older cousin or the other children in the apartments, and has little awareness of his surroundings. The boy is dressed in a bright blue football shirt with a red hem on the short sleeve that runs in parallel with a white stripe on the shoulder. The white lettering on the front of his shirt is concealed mostly in the folds of the fabric and illegible given his angle, as his chest faces to our left and his head is turned in our direction and tilted upwards. His right hand and fingers are splayed against the wall. His left arm is bent at the elbow, with his palm facing us and fingers apart, concealing his left eye, most of his nose, and casting a shadow over his left cheek and ear. What is striking is how his right eye is looking up into the light, making the white of the eye and the pupil appear like the white eye of a toy, with its swiveling black dot. Although half concealed behind his bent left arm, his mouth is agape, utterly captivated by the sun. I managed to photograph him at a speed of 1/200th of a second to accommodate his ceaseless movement. There is no blurring due to the aperture being small, set at f/16. He seems rooted to the spot, which was not the case, but this effect offers an opportunity to enter his world. The preoccupation with light, the lack of awareness of being photographed, defines him. Yet his stance and expression are representative of many children with profound autism.